Welcome back to Talking Golf with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to welcome in Dylan Newman, the PGA Lead Assistant Golf Pro at Meadowbrook Club in Jericho, New York. And Dylan qualified to play in his second PGA Championship. Congratulations, Dylan. Welcome to Talking Golf.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. Super stoked to be here, and couldn't be more excited to play in the PGA next week.
Well, tell us about your qualifying this time around because you finished what in fifth place overall and you get to go to another PGA championship. That's such great news.
Last week was, I looked forward to the PGA Professional Championship every year. It's such a fun week. It's the opportunities that it presents, and knowing that I have the game and the ability to move on to that next level, I look forward to it all year. But man, when you're playing in that golf tournament and you're playing against the 312 best PGA club professionals in the country, it's stressful. There's a lot of moments of stress, and it's definitely not a walk in the park. I qualified in 2022 to go to the PGA Championship at Southern Hills, and the following year, I thought it was kind of going to be like, oh, no big deal. I'm probably, we just got to keep our head down, and we'll qualify for another one. And it's just not like that. It's hard. So, I definitely got humbled a little bit the past couple of years. And going back to Port St. Lucie, I mean, I'm very familiar with the golf course. I play there all the time. I live down in Florida during the winter, so I compete at those golf courses all winter long. And I definitely felt comfortable, and it was good. It was nice to get through.
So tell us about the 2022 PGA Championship and how you think that will help you this time around at the PGA Championship.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I for sure. Like, there's definitely experience to be had at every major event that you play in, really at every level. And part of why I've gotten to be, really good at what I do is because I've played in so many golf tournaments over the years, and I just keep at it, whether I play good or I don't play so good. I just keep hammer, pounding that hammer and trying to do better next time. So playing in the PGA in 2022 was a major experience for me, and I learned so much that week. And all I kept ever saying was, I just have to play on that stage again to learn. So I'm super excited to get out there next week and continue the learning process. It's a never-ending learning experience, and I mean, I'm definitely going to use those experiences to my advantage.
So what did you learn that you can apply this week?
I learned that par is a great score. You definitely don't have to be you don't have to be a hero out there. Bogey sometimes is even okay. Just take your medicine and be smart. I'm not a bomber, so I'm not going to be like Rory McIlroy or Bryson DeChambeau, bombing it down the golf course and just overpowering the course. So I've got to be super smart and leave the golf ball, in places that you have to leave the golf ball in. You can't put it in certain spots behind the green. You can't go over the green. You can't short side yourself, stuff like that. And just got to keep reiterating it and keep, being smart. I just got to be as smart as I possibly can out there. And that's my game. So that's how I'm going to have to go ahead and play that.
What do you know about Quail Hollow?
Not much. I've never been there. I've been watching highlights over the past few nights, Rory McIlroy highlights, Justin highlights, Tiger Woods highlights. So I've seen the golf course a little bit on TV. I know it's going to be a big boy golf course. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. But at the end of the day, it's just golf. And if I just keep playing my game, like I said, and keep hitting it well, then who knows?
So now, what are your responsibilities at Meadowbrook Club? I mean, do you have time to really practice and work on your game?
So Meadowbrook, I work for Matt Dobbins, who is also a very good player in his own right. He's played in, I think, six PGA championships and one US Open as well. So he's a very good player, and he preaches good play. So I do get to practice at Meadowbrook. I mean, I wear a lot of hats there. That's definitely, I don't just play golf there. That is for sure. I spend time in the pro shop. I teach a bunch there. We have a pretty robust tournament schedule at the club, so we're always running events. And you know, just obviously the what goes into the daily life of a golf pro, you know, meet and greet of members, and obviously the you know the casual conversation here and there on the putting green and stuff like that. But I do. It's a relatively quiet place. I do get to practice a decent amount, and the facility is amazing. If you talk to anybody who's been there, they will tell you it's probably one of the most underrated, you know, facilities in Long Island, maybe even beyond. It's great. I get to practice and spend a lot of time on the golf course and stuff like that. I also play with the members, so I get my fair share of golfing.
I love it. I remember going there when they hosted the senior event.
Yeah, yeah,
That
yeah.
was way before your time,
Yeah.
Dylan. But look, you're 33 years old, born in New Rochelle, went to Iona University. Now you're working at one of the premier clubs on Long Island, Meadowbrook. You're a New York kind of guy.
Yeah, I am definitely local for sure. I mean, I moved over to the bridge, to Long Island, but definitely close by. So,
How old were you when you started playing, and who influenced you in the game?
I started when I was a little kid. My dad and I picked it up together. Actually, he did not. He wasn't the reason. It was my grandfather, who wanted to go to the driving range, and I wanted to go with him. So we all went as a group and started playing golf. I don't know. I was like 3 years old when I went to the range that, you know, that time, and then came home, and my dad got wiffle balls, so I would just kind of beat balls back and forth in the backyard like every, you know, kid does. And yeah, just kind of fell in love with it.
So, can you perhaps take some inspiration from Michael Block? You remember, I mean, the club professional from
Course.
California. He finished in a tie for 15 at the 2023 PGA Championship, and he continues to qualify for the PGA Championship. But boy, that 2023 championship changed his life.
It did. It did. He just, I just was able to spend some time with him last week in Florida. So, he is definitely an inspiration for all of us club pros, golf professionals. And, yeah, I mean, he's great. You know, I've become friendly with him. I've become friends with him over the years because I've played in the PNC now. This was, I think either my fourth, I think it was my fourth PGA professional championship. So I see him, you know, at the top of the leaderboard almost every year. And you know, at the PGA, I qualified in 2022. He was there as well. So yeah, no, he knows a lot, and there's a lot of good information. He's also very good friends with my boss, Matt Dobbins. So I've had a few convos with him, and yeah, I mean, who knows, you know, like he showed us that it can be done. I mean, it's just golf at the end of the day, so just gotta go play good.
Age is no concept with many of you golfers.
Yeah. Just got to stay healthy. That's all.
That's right. So do you play for and teach down in Florida in the off season, or?
So I don't teach down there. I do go down to Florida for the winter for like 5 to 5.5 months. Really like 5 months. This year I went down early November and just got back up early April. And then obviously went back down last week for the PBC. But I don't teach, but I do play. I compete a lot down there at the same golf course that we just played at last week. There's a whole winter series for PGA Club professionals, and keeps us busy. There's some decent money to be won out there, and you know, just something to do for the winter. It's good for us. It's really good. I love going down there and doing that.
Well, it's good that you can play during the winter because that's crucial, I would think. What are your strengths and weaknesses at this point?
Strengths and weaknesses. Well, I would have to say my head has gotten to be stronger and stronger over the years. I used to, you know, I don't want to say give up easily, but you know, I didn't play smart golf as I should be playing, and I think I've become better at that. I also am able to give up bad shots a lot better now. Where in the past I kind of took them a little longer than I should have, and dragged them out, and it just compounded and kept going. So my head's definitely improved. You know, as for my game, I've worked very hard. You know, I always work hard. I spend time in the gym. I spend time, you know, practicing, and I spend a lot of time with members on the golf courses, and and obviously in tournaments. And I've learned a lot. I've felt very comfortable with my game. But just like everybody, some days you have it, some days you don't, and some days certain things are really good, and some days certain things are just a little off. So, it's just golf at the end of the day.
But it's good to know that your mental game is improving, because so much of golf is mental, for sure.
No doubt. Yeah.
Now, you have quite a winning resume in the Met section. Just tell my audience all these events that you've won and all these awards that you've garnered through the years.
I've been, like I said, I grew up here, so I've played in a lot of section events. I've played in New York State Opens. I've played in Met Opens. I've played in now all of, the section PGA tournaments that we have. I've gotten to play a lot of those, and we have a great section, a lot of great competitive players. So I was fortunate enough to win the Assistance Championship twice. I've won our section PGA Championship twice the past 2 years in a row. I've won the big one, though, was definitely the Met Open. I won the Met Open in 2023, and that was definitely by far my biggest achievement outside of competing, in a major.
Remind me where it was in 2023.
So the Met Open was at Arcola.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I love that. What a great golf course.
That place is unbelievable. It played hard. It was not easy.
Yeah.
That's our premier event of the year for sure. I mean, so real quick, fun fact, Met Open is hosting our Met Open this year. Or I'm sorry, Meadowbrook is hosting our Met Open this year.
Ah.
So I won in 2023. I don't ever have to qualify again, thankfully, because it's not an easy tournament to qualify for. And we are hosting at Meadowbrook. So
what are the dates for that, Dylan?
That is August 19th to 21st, I believe.
Awesome. And you know that course inside and out.
I know the golf course, yes. I'm definitely, we've lengthened it a little bit, made it a little bit longer, a little bit tougher. So it's gonna be hard.
And it's so great that your wife Carly is also a PGA pro, and she's on the board of directors for Met PGA. That's wonderful.
She's been super supportive of me, and I don't think I'd be where I'm at right now without her, and I do mean that honestly. She's like super, she's so positive, the most positive person anyone knows. And everyone at her club, she works at Century in Purchase. Everyone at her club loves her, and she teaches a bunch. Everybody wants to take lessons with her and talk to her and be around her. And she has a pretty infectious personality, and it's been really helpful for me. She's been my rock, and through all the good and the bad, she's maintained her even keel self, and it's been a lot of fun for the two of us.
Isn't that great? How long have you been married?
We got married in September 2022, so two
just
and
a couple years,
almost 3 years. Yeah, yeah.
And you met where?
So we met in Port St. Lucie at PGA Level 1 seminar. So for to become PGA members, this is like a super like nerdy story, but to become PGA professionals, you have to either go through the PGM program, which is professional golf management in college, or your apprenticeship program after college, because neither one of us went to school for golf management. And we just happened to sign up for the Level 1 seminar. There's three seminars to become, a PGA member. And we just happened to meet at the Level 1 seminar. And, we kind of hit it off. We became friends. I mean, she was, I don't think either one of us were really thinking that way at the time. But we ended up going back to Level 2 and Level 3 together. And got real close, and then got married in 2022. So pretty
and
wild.
You never have to look for a golf partner.
That is for sure. Although she doesn't like playing golf with me that much. So, I still got to look.
I think that's great. I just love hearing those stories. Well, you're going to be playing in the PGA Championship. Are you going to seek out any of the superstars? I mean, Rory has won there four times. He's trying to win his second straight major championship. I mean, Scottie Scheffler's just playing lights out after his incredible domination last week. Who are you going to seek out, if anybody?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just gonna go and see how things kind of pan out. I would love to play with either one of them. Because obviously the two of them have super, so much knowledge and so much. They're the best players in the world. And Rory is on a heater. I would not be surprised if he has a great week next week as well. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it goes. In my first PGA, I kind of hung around on the tee and I got into a couple good games. And we'll probably end up doing the same thing this week.
Well, I wish you all the best. We're very proud of you, and we're going to be following you down in Charlotte at Quail Hollow. And boy, continued success,
That's
Dylan. No matter how you do this week, you're loved here in New York, and we're rooting for you, and you're going to have a blast. So, congratulations for qualifying, and just have fun.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Yeah, thanks for having me. And like I said, I'm pumped. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Dylan Newman, thanks for being on Talking Golf.
Thank you.